Just Curious.
Welcome to Just Curious Media. This is That's a Crime. I'm Jason Connell.
And I'm Sal Rodriguez.
All right, Sal, we are back for another crime.
Yes, and more education for me, because I need more education on this very topic.
All right, yes. And today we are breaking down the true crime story of the crypto investor loses $120,000 with one mouse click in 2021. Scary, Sal.
Yeah. What a difference a click makes.
Yes, indeed. We are going to delve into it. It's another one of our crypto crimes, which we like to break out. You were asking for something lighter. This is lighter, but then it's got some poor individual losing money online. So that's not exactly light.
No, but there are no fatalities.
There's no fatalities.
And no injuries. So that's what's important. I mean, obviously, money lost here, money stolen here.
Yep.
But yeah, no fatalities. So at least we're all able to walk away. Or this gentleman, this unfortunate gentleman. Yes. Or do we know if it's a man or a woman? Do we know?
Well, we're going to save that.
Okay, so this individual who was victimized, we feel for them, but at least they are alive, yes.
And now we are going to have a word from our sponsor.
I'm ready.
Support for That's a Crime is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming and offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, and with this exclusive offer, you'll get
20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code THATSACRIME at manscaped.com.
Well done. Okay. This crime came on my radar as I was reading for crimes. I was actually looking for a crypto crime, and a lot of the hacks and things I read about, you know, hackers targeting people, it was a lot of companies getting hit, which we've done a couple of those great episodes on, but I was really looking for an individual, you know, that had experienced this, and we could kind of tell that cautionary tale. And I learned of this through Fortune magazine, and I want to give a shout out to the writer, Carmela Chirinos. And it came out in March 2022. So it's a couple months old, but of course, this happened in December of 2021. But I was really fascinated the more I read it and researched it. And I thought, oh my gosh, we have to delve into this. And I know that you even looked up some things as we're going to break this down and get into it more. But you mentioned the sex, and we don't know that, Sal. We don't even know the person's name.
That's a first for us, right?
That is a first. And that was kind of weird, but the more I jumped in, I thought, well, there's enough here to tackle. And there's probably a reason for this because, hey, who wants to go on a stage and say, hey, this is me and I lost this. Now, sometimes you might get a GoFundMe, right? It could have a different connection and maybe reward you, but they didn't want to be, you know, they wanted to remain anonymous. But essentially, this crypto investor is nameless because they went on Reddit and told their story, and they have a fantastic username.
Yeah.
Which is, do you want to go ahead and take the honors?
Power of the Gods.
Power of the Gods. So,
yeah, hang on. I almost feel like they're setting themselves up.
Yeah.
You know, pride cometh before the fall. Huh?
There you go. Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. Well, this is the Reddit handle, user, if you will, Power of the Gods. And this is the only reference we have. Now, listen, if I could take a guess, I may say it's a male, but we don't know. We just know this person went on there.
I'll take a guess. We both take a guess, yeah.
Okay. Well, and your guess is?
Yeah, I think it's a guy.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't think a woman would have a name like that.
I do know that it's quite a tale. They wrote this long laundry list and story, and they shared it on Reddit. And this is where it became an article. Fortune picked it up, and other publications as well. But I really respect their writing. And now we can delve into this crime.
You know, Jason, I read that whole...
His post.
I read the post. Yes, I read the post. And I got a pretty good bullshit meter.
You do.
And it seemed legit. It seemed legit. It seemed genuine.
Yeah.
My bullshit meter was not going off reading the Reddit post.
Yeah, I never questioned it because it was in enough publications. And this, what happens is happening, unfortunately, at a rapid pace. And so what happened here is Reddit user Power of the Gods said he'd been investing in crypto since 2016. And he kept his investments in a Ledger Nano S, which is a crypto wallet. You can find it on Amazon for around $50. It looks kind of like a USB
A flash drive?
Flash drive.
Oh, that. Oh, so it's an actual hardware.
Yeah, it looks like a flash drive. Okay. Real small cover, so you plug it in your machine when you're doing your crypto, because people that use these are doing like kind of their own, you know, they're keeping their information. They're doing their own self-custody, if you will. Like the crypto that I have, I leave it on the platform. I buy it and I put it in their vault online with the company. It could be insured. We've done crimes recently where crypto.com actually gave money back to people because it's like, well, it's not insured, but then they did because they're building a name, they're building trust and all that. So I've left my crypto in those spaces, but some people, they want to trust themselves. I get it. If I had a lot of crypto, I'd do the same thing. And they put it on these crypto wallets. And he also has 4 MetaMask digital hot wallets. And that's an online, kind of like I'm talking about. But I guess MetaMask is a company that you can just store it on there. They may not facilitate like Coinbase or FTX or other platforms that you buy it on. So I think that's, he's kind of got these things in 2 places. But when he checked his accounts last December, he noticed they were empty. And Sal, that would be a terrifying discovery.
I would flip out. I mean, I flip out if I check my pocket. I don't have my phone.
Exactly.
You feel that blood rush, you know?
Yeah. Like, where?
Yeah. Yeah. This would be next level. Next level. I would flip out.
You're starting to doubt yourself. Like, hey, no, Sal, I'm in the wrong account. What's going
on? Well, yeah. It's like, well, did I make a mistake? Did I make an error? Sure. Yeah. That's the first thing. How did I screw this up? You know?
Yeah. Well, now at the time, his currency was valued at more than $120,000, as we said earlier, and he realized that hackers stole his crypto after he clicked on one bad link. Sal, this truly is a cautionary tale and really makes you think before you click on anything.
Jason, I am a firm believer in everyone being the only user of their own computer. Only you use your computer. Only I use my computer.
I live by that.
Okay, but guess what? My girlfriend wants to use my computer. And I think my girlfriend likes clicking on stuff. I do. I think
she's
just
a clicker?
Yeah. She's going to click on something. She may not click on something to get her crypto wiped out, but she's going to click on something probably going to give me a virus. I've seen people do this in the workplace. I've seen people start just clicking away. I've saved people. I've literally grabbed my former boss at my old newspaper I used to work, grab his wrist. Hey, don't do that. He's an elderly gentleman.
You're an editor, so you have the right.
Dude, I'm suspicious. I am generally going to be suspicious of things. Yeah. So I am not a clicker. I'm not clicking on stuff. Let me X that out. If they need me, they'll get back to me. No. So yeah, be very careful clicking on stuff. And I would not advise other people use. Now, in this instance, this was him on his own computer.
Yes.
Fine. But still, to eliminate the variable of another person, something goes wrong with your computer, you'd be like, they probably did it. And then you get into a big fight. Not saying that's happened to me and my girlfriend. Right?
No, never.
But it could happen.
Yeah, it could. Well, unfortunately, this story is becoming increasingly common. And to that point, in 2021, criminals stole $14 billion in cryptocurrency.
Wow.
A 79% increase from 2020.
Hang on, Jason. In 2021, in 1 year, they stole $14 billion.
Yes.
Oh, come on. There's no stop. How are we going to stop this?
It's out of control, Sal.
There's no way to stop this.
I'm afraid this trend is going to continue as long as crypto continues to gain in popularity, even when it comes down in price, because it's very volatile. If you follow it, you know.
Yeah, especially lately. A lot of bad press lately.
Yeah, of course. And then a year from now, if it's on the upswing, I mean, it's just not going to stop. As you just said, hackers are coming. They're smart. They understand computers and they're dealing with a bunch of clickers.
You know what we're going to see, Jason? We're going to mark my words. Mark my words.
Okay.
We will see the day. We will see the day where they're going to be stealing NFTs. What are we told today? NFTs are so safe, one of a kind, blockchain, right? We're going to see theft of NFTs. You heard it here.
Okay. Sal Rodriguez. So now back to Power of the Gods and his crypto horror story that went viral when he shared it on Reddit's cryptocurrency thread. He went on there and shared the story, which you read it all. I scanned it, pulled some things out, but you've read it the whole way through.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he believes, as you can attest to, he lost his investment after clicking on a malicious link while web surfing. While his ledger was unlocked, a Trojan took control of his browser and wiped his wallet in a matter of minutes.
Was that targeted? You think he was targeted? Power of the Gods was targeted, you think? Was it random? How random can that be?
Yeah, I don't know the link.
Oh, no. If he clicked on it, then yeah, he initiated it.
It's existing.
He unlocked it.
It could have been his inbox, but I think he was on a browser, cruising around, clicked on something, and it was just the wrong thing. It was the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, it just seems like this guy, an intelligent person, just like let his guard down. He let his guard down. Maybe he was tired. Yeah. Maybe he'd been drinking, whatever. He just let his guard down, right? A person like this should know better.
He probably thinks he's protected with his Ledger Nano S plugged in. He's got his MetaMask. Feels he's covered, right? Clicking on a link and then boom, you know, you look up and your crypto's gone. And that's the scary thing about crypto. Now, of course, immediately I'm thinking, well, crypto is in the blockchain and you can track that back. But, you know, here's a guy that's stewarding his own crypto. Not like, hey, FTX or Coinbase or you know, Voyager, I bought it through you. So he removed it off their platform. He's protecting his own crypto. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, the blockchain eventually, if it pops up like, hey, that was mine, is that ever going to happen? You know, I mean, as much as we want the blockchain to work, no one's overseeing this whole system. And so this is what happens. It just vanishes. It's like, hey, so I had $500 over here and it's gone. Where's that? Good luck. Good luck finding that cash.
Can this gentleman prove that there was indeed $120,000 stolen? Is that provable?
Well, he's got a history of probably purchasing it. And he does share some things in his Reddit, like screenshots of some of the numbers.
He does. He gives lots of codes that is beyond me. I don't know all this stuff.
He was taking a long shot. He was sharing some codes. Yeah. And eventually, if that pops up or populates somewhere, it could be connected to him. But he even wrote, it's a long shot.
Jason, would those codes kind of be similar to serial codes on dollar bills?
They're all individual numbers. So yeah, it's similar. It's the crypto version of that.
Yeah. So look out for these codes. If these are the codes, this is the stolen crypto.
But good luck with that. Yeah. So yeah. Power of the Gods did indeed report the alleged crime to authorities, only to find out there was nothing they could do because cryptocurrency is still largely unregulated, as we just talked about. And as you can imagine, after sharing his story, he heard from numerous people who encountered similar experiences. So I didn't go on the Reddit and like read all the comments, but I think a lot of people have been chiming in about like, hey, this is what happened to me. And, you know, blah, 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 this link or that link or whatever happened, but more and more people. Hey, I mean, listen, $14 billion last year was stolen. Lots of people are losing it.
Jason, let me ask you. You steal the crypto.
Okay.
I steal the crypto. What do we do with it?
My crypto?
Anybody. I steal crypto. What do I do with it? How do I hide it or spend it? Or launder it, right? You're going to launder it? That's the idea?
Yeah, but I also think the blockchain's like readily available to everybody. So you could go on there, a peer-to-peer network, and sell it. So some of these services like Coinbase and other ones, you can go on there and buy, you can hold, and you can also sell to others.
So they could theoretically sell this stolen crypto.
Yeah, yeah, I could say, hey, Sal, I'll cut you a good deal here. I got XYZ in my vault. I'm looking to get liquid. And so boom, sell it. So now it's gone to you. So yes, it can quickly get kicked down the road. And it's like that guy's still going, hey, Power of the Gods is saying, where's my crypto?
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe this.
It's pretty scary, Sal.
It is. And the thing that I just keep thinking is we're going to be seeing more and hearing more.
Yes.
And this will only grow and grow.
Yeah. We could have a whole show, just a podcast about crypto crimes. That's a crypto crime.
No, I found like it could be like a subcategory of that's a crime.
Totally.
Crypto crime.
Yeah. So now let's pivot on how crypto scammers attack. Like we heard about the Trojan horse idea, you know, you click a thing and this malware gets on your system and then it pulls out those passwords and anything else, it blows my mind that can happen, right? So the safest way is just not be online. Right? Have a computer that's not online.
You know what? I've been talking about that for years, about having a separate computer that's not connected to the web.
You could have that one. And if you want to check your stuff on your own programs, yes, you could do that. But now software is all downloadable. So you'd have to, it's a step, but you could create that atmosphere. You really could, that environment. So one of these increasingly common scams that is out there now is entitled rug pulls, you know, pull the old rug out. Sal, are you familiar with this one at all?
No, I've never heard of that term.
Okay. Well, you've heard of pulling the rug out from somebody.
Sure, sure, right? Sure.
So This is how it works. A developer attracts investors to a new cryptocurrency project, which is hot now. Like, hey, we're going to do this startup. We're going to create our own coin, or we're going to do a marketplace, right? So you're an investor like, this sounds great. Crypto is everywhere. And then the developer pulls the rug out before the project is built and delivered. So this leaves the investors with a worthless currency if they're building a coin of some sort, and the scammers make off with millions of dollars. And in 2021, this accounted for 37% of all cryptocurrency scams, a jump from 1% the previous year. So this is a hot trend. Hey, I got something I want to sell you. They're going after bigger money here, right? Hey, we can probably get $10 million seed capital, 30, whatever, build this thing. And it's like, wait, whatever happened to my product? What happened to my platform? So that's a very specific scam, but obviously accounting for a lot of money.
Oh, okay. So these guys, these scammers may not be saying, give me your money to invest in my cryptocurrency, but give me your money so I can
develop a platform or a coin or something. Software so it's related, but it's not like, hey, where's my crypto? It's in the ballpark. It's part of that $14 billion.
Sure, sure. Invest in my crypto venture.
Yeah.
And then it's all a ruse.
Like the one we did recently, the crime we did recently with the Ponzi scheme from the Hollywood actor, $650 million. Hey, I'm going to make that movie, and I'm going to make that movie too, and then never made any of it. It's
Guy's scam was very plausible. You and I, as Netflix viewers, because he was like, hey, I'm working with getting these foreign films onto Netflix. You're like, that sounds legitimate, you know, right?
Well, and this sounds legitimate to someone who's looking to get in the crypto space.
Yeah. I want to get in on this. Ground floor.
And you've got money, right? Funding behind you, other backers.
Yep.
Another relatively easy and popular scam involves the creation of new tokens on Ethereum. Oh, that's another platform I really like. Or another blockchain. And then listing them, this new token, this new coin, on a peer-to-peer marketplace or decentralized exchange. So Sal, in other words, I've just created some worthless Jason Connell coins, and I'd very much like to sell them to you. So you think this is great, and they're worth nothing, right? Because people don't know. There's so many coins out there and different things. It's like, this could take off, and people are looking for the next Doge coin. And it's like, most of it is just garbage. Honestly, I just stick to Bitcoin and Ethereum. Because Ethereum is not just a platform, it's a coin. Now, there's a lot of other ones that people like, but I'm like tried and true. I'm sticking with those guys. And Doge, if I just want to have some fun, like a couple dollars in Doge. But there's so many coins if you study the marketplace. So yeah, this is becoming something. You know, they build something up, they put some Instagram behind it, they give it a little flavor as if it's inflated. It's this popular thing, and people are looking for trends. What's going to be the next big thing?
I just should hope that anybody who buys into anything has done plenty of research and is educated.
Yeah.
Because anytime, for the most part, someone's scammed, whether it be a fake gold chain or a fake crypto, to the uneducated.
Exactly.
To the person who does not know.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's a perfect segue for what's next.
The gold chain?
Well, I do have a gold chain for you. No, let's go over these things that were in this article. You're going to read them, but I'm going to set you up. This section was called How to Stay Safe as a Crypto Investor.
Very nice.
And they listed five things. And Sal, take it away.
Number one should have been written by me.
I think you did write it.
It's my antenna. Number one, keep an eye open for scammers. If a deal seems too good to be true, it probably is.
True.
Which is sad. Yeah. That is true in life for many things and many arenas. If something seems too good to be true, it probably is.
It always is.
It always is. Number two, don't open any links or attachments that look suspicious. How about these emails? You get these emails from Amazon.
Yeah.
You need to check your Amazon account. You're locked out. Click here to go back in, and then you see who it's from. You're like, who sent this?
Where's Amazon's missing in the URL?
Yeah, AMAZN.
PayPal.
Believe me. I catch all that stuff.
So good Number advice. Three. These are two really great things. So.
Yeah, because it's not only crypto. This is almost like anywhere, but especially online. Especially online, anywhere. Number three. Enable two-factor authentication for online accounts.
Yep. Very important. It's true. I have no issues with Google and Apple. I always enable it. Same with Amazon. It definitely helps out.
It's annoying, It's annoying.
It's annoying, but my passwords. But it's safer. My passwords are also very long and elaborate, and they're all different, but it's another layer, and you might as well tack it on because that little bit it takes, you're doing yourself a huge service, Sal. Trust me on that.
No, I'm the first to complain about entering passwords all the damn time and authentication all the damn time. Believe me, I'm annoyed by it, but it is better and safer.
Yeah.
It is better and safer. Number four, look at the 24-hour trading volume of cryptocurrencies to assess liquidity.
Now, I just want to jump in here and clarify something on this particular point, if I may.
Dumb it down for me.
I don't know if it's dumbing it down, but it's giving more explanation behind it.
Yes.
A cryptocurrency's trading volume is the number of coins that have exchanged hands during a defined period of time, usually 24 hours. In other words, the 24-hour trading volume of cryptocurrency is how much value a coin has been bought and sold over the course of a day. So they're saying, hey, track that. For instance, the thing I just told you about, hey, these new coins are on the market. These are hot. Just go check the real true value of that. And don't just take someone or some website's word for it. Just do your homework if you're going to go in the marketplace.
Well, hang on then, Jason. To the layperson, me, where would I go? Where would I go to make sure this is the legitimate real information? Yeah.
Well, you can track these things. Like I use Apple Stocks, or you can just go online. I just use the app because it's on an Apple. But you can go on there, and these things are all readily available online. Not
from
on
legitimate
sources. Legitimate sources. You don't have to go to the website that tells you how to buy it there. Go online, third party, type it in. I mean, you could go to Wall Street. You could go to any. I like Yahoo Finance, but the app is really handy because the app, you can plug in the, you know, like Bitcoin is BTC-USD and it just tracks it. You can click on it. I'm on it right now. I'm clicking on it. And by the way, crypto doesn't stop moving up and down at the end of trading hours. It never stops. So, you know, the stock market stops and stocks are like frozen until they ring the bell again.
Yes.
Well, crypto just always is moving.
Never
always.
Ending.
Never ending. So you can see it in real time. You know, it's like, okay, it's what it's today, it's down, but you can track it back years. So just do your homework.
Yeah. So if something seems too good to be true, you can research, verify, and see
slow
if you agree
your roll
it is.
Yeah. And make sure, you really want to do this.
Yes. No, very good.
Number five, the big finish here.
Stay informed and read up on crypto before you make any decisions. Totally agree. If I had some cash to buy crypto, I'm just going to run and go buy crypto. I'm going to make sure I'm at this point, especially.
Yeah,
especially
exactly.
Today.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I'm making the right decision and doing the right thing and putting my money in the right place.
Yeah, because you don't just want to buy it, Sal. You want to hang on to it. I can't imagine buying it and looking up one day and a hacker took it all. I mean, it can happen like that. Right. And this is that kind of story. I mean, Power of the Gods is experiencing this. And listen, we're talking about it and it's in hindsight and it's like, oh, poor guy. But just imagine being this person. Like you said earlier, you would just go crazy. Well, after you're done going crazy, crazy mad, the realization sets in.
Yeah.
What if that 120 grand was all that you would save in the last 5 or 6 years? And you're like, hey, I'm going to get in this new thing and it's on the up and up. And then it's just gone. I mean, I can't even imagine how devastating that would be. Oh, I don't even know how you recover. Yeah, the money's all relative. That might be a ton of money for them. It's a ton of money for some people, 120K. But I've heard of stories where guys lost hundreds of millions in a crypto scam. So it's all relative to what you can afford, what you have. But this is truly horrible. And I hope more people can put up more barriers for these hackers and more points of resistance. Because they're coming, man.
Yeah, scams are at an all-time high. Online scams, especially.
Yeah.
At an all-time high. And anything that's at an all-time high related to the web now is only going to be higher.
More sophisticated.
Yes, and always one step ahead. Always one step ahead of the authorities. And especially probably easier. It's almost like the wild, wild west in the world of cryptocurrencies, unregulated.
Because where are they? They're anywhere in the world.
But then meanwhile, though, you're going to have some pushback if you want to start regulating crypto. Well, now it's just becoming the dollar now then.
So this is where we're going to take this conversation as we fade out to wrap it up. But to further protect investors, crypto regulation could very well be on the way, just as you pointed out, Sal. Now, this could entail the U.S. creating a central bank for digital currencies and potentially even creating a digital currency. I've heard about this for many months now. So I'm sure something's happening, Sal. This is becoming too big of a marketplace and unregulated, and there's money to be had. And so we'll have to stay tuned as things evolve in this rapidly growing cryptocurrency space. And in the meantime, Sal, protect your investments and let us all learn a valuable lesson from
Power of the Gods. And hey, Power of the Gods, our heart goes out to you.
Yeah.
This really sucks, and we're sorry that this happened to you.
And I'm really glad that even though they wanted to remain anonymous, I'm glad that they shared their story.
Yeah, that is important. You know, believe me, I'm one of these guys that wants to bury my trauma, but it is good to share for the benefit of everyone else. People can relate, people can beware. It is good to share things in life. It actually is.
Yeah. I mean, just being on this show, maybe someone's like, you know what? I'm not going to keep this thing plugged in. I got all my crypto on here. And I mean, even if it's not in your computer, you got to put it somewhere safe. And then you got to have a duplicate copy. Like, what if that was destroyed? What if your crypto was, I mean, there's a lot of stories like that. It's on this flash drive. Yeah. Holy cow. Where's my flash drive? Like you reaching in your pocket, hoping you found your phone. You know, can you imagine? Where is that? Do you have one somewhere else? Do you have one in a safe deposit box? Like that becomes its own burden. And yeah, I mean, it's just part of it in this space. If you're not going to trust it to be in an online vault, I like to use a few things. I like to cover my bets. I'd probably have one stored, if I had a lot of crypto, that is, one on a flash drive in a vault, one probably in an online safe area, but then I'm not going to be using it every day. I'm not going to be looking at it.
Are you talking about different accounts or those are all the same accounts spread out?
Well, yeah, are different accounts. That's what I've done in my small holdings.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
I totally believe in that because let's just say you get wiped out of one of them or even two of them. It's like you've still got a little bit here and there.
Sure.
It is what it is. It's a scary market, but our age and younger have adjusted and we trust online banking. I mean, there is a generation, Sal, that even that just is too much for them to handle.
That's correct. I know people that do not do any online banking whatsoever.
We do it on our phones. You know, it doesn't matter to us, but there are people that, yeah, they forget it. I'm driving down the bank. I'm dropping these 5 cents off. I'm putting it in my account. So we're progressed past that, but you've got to build some barriers in here and you have to be safe.
Jason, I'm just laughing because talk about like keeping your privacy, right?
Yeah.
My mom hates Facebook. She's like, I do not want people to know what I had for lunch. It's none of their business.
Yeah.
What I had for lunch. That's the generation she's from.
That's like, it. That's
forget
it.
Online banking. She doesn't want you to know what she had for lunch today. Yeah, it's none of your damn business.
So you're never going to get her routing number or whatever. However, people of that generation, happy to cut you a check. Well, guess what's on your check?
Your routing number.
Bank account number, your routing number, your name, your address, your phone number. Some of them have socials. It's like, you know, really, let's take a look at this for a second.
Yeah. Well, cash is the cleanest, but it's also risky. Hey,
it's also
one
risky
thing to get hacked into your crypto online. It's nothing to get that $1,000 robbed off your person, you know?
And then it's like, no, I had $1,000 on me. Well, why? Or why did you have 10 grand on
prove
you?
It. Well, prove it. Oh, you had 10 grand stolen in a mugging? Prove it. Prove it.
Or why did you have it on you? What are you doing? Immediately, that pushes you into the, you know, drugs.
Yeah, what are you doing with that money? Yes,
so
exactly.
It's a tricky thing. It's a tricky thing to navigate. But anyway, that covers the crypto investor loses $120,000 with one mouse click in 2021. We can all learn something from this. Let's all be safe out there. And unfortunately, Sal, this is not going to be the last crypto crime on That's a Crime.
Unfortunately, no. Everybody, beware. Look out.
So unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
And get 20% off and free shipping with the code That's a Crime at manscaped.com.
So thank you so much for listening. And please be sure to subscribe to the That's a Crime podcast, as well as the That's a Crime YouTube live channel. You can also really help us by giving the show a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast.
And for all you listeners that enjoy sharing your thoughts, you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, send us a direct message, or post a comment on any That's a Crime social media platform.
We also highly recommend checking out our other podcast and visiting justcuriousmedia.com.